The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
The new boss of Dublin City Council, Richard Shakespeare, gave an interview to the Irish Times today in which he said An Garda Síochána is under-resourced to police Dublin streets, where what he described as ne'er-do-wells have become emboldened since the COVID pandemic. He said the capital city could not be policed in overtime, and more Gardaí, along with the vigilance of agencies working together, were needed to combat the far-right elements and thuggery. Well, we have a couple of guests in relation to this. We'll talk in a moment to Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town, but first, Pat Gates, Coordinator of the Young People at Risk programme in North Inner City, Dublin. What do you make of the new boss of Dublin City Council describing people as ne'er-do-wells?
Well, I didn't see the interview, and I'm not sure who he was speaking about. But I suppose from our perspective, we work with young people at risk in the North East Inner City. And what we try to do is to develop a more progressive pathway for young people to give them sort of a better chance in life to look at, you know, more pro-social sort of avenues for them. And we also recognise that, you know, there is an issue around policing, there's an issue around, you know, violence and drugs in our area. There are issues with very visible drug selling on the streets, and we do want to see more police on the streets, really engaging, ensuring that, the crime, the drug selling is moved on and is stamped out, you know. So, but we do recognise that it's not only a policing problem, but it's much more integrated approach where the different services working together to support vulnerable young people who are coming from, you know, pretty hard backgrounds and have a lot of, you know, early childhood experiences and trauma and coming from intergenerational poverty and social exclusion. So, you know, it's much more complex for us, but certainly policing is an issue, and we would like to see a lot more police on the streets, you know, making people feel safe and secure within their own environment and within their own communities.
But Pat, I'm sure there's a lot of people who come from poverty and from poor backgrounds who don't resort to crime. And there might be people who think that for whatever supports should be put in to support people, that there's also, you know, responsibilities as a citizen as well as rights, and that people should not be going around stealing and openly drug dealing in public, and that the rest of people have a right not to expect to have to be victims of this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of, you know, I did say, like, you know, there's a lot of intergenerational trauma that we are dealing with people in the Northeast Inner City. Like, you know, there's hundreds of research evidence to link between socioeconomic disadvantage and multiple adverse childhood experiences, multi-generational trauma, addiction, mental health, homelessness, crime, you know, prison intake and recidivism. So, you know, there are links there, and it would be silly to try to come up with a much more progressive and interagency approach to try and address them issues, as I say, in a very progressive way. But I recognise, yeah, no, absolutely, everybody has to feel safe, and people, you know, exposing other people to violence is just not acceptable and it shouldn't be tolerated.
Okay, Pat, we're going to get you on a different line because that, unfortunately, isn't sounding great, but we will be back to you. I want to bring in Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town. What do you make, Richard, of the Chief Executive of Dublin City Council saying that the Gardaí are under-resourced to police Dublin streets?
Well, I have to say, you know, on the run-up to Christmas, when we had quite considerable resources devoted to Dublin, we definitely did see the benefit of that. The footfall, despite all the expectations after the events in the end of November, was up, and the feedback from the public was extraordinary. Where I would agree with Richard is, you know, we have approximately 250,000 people within a very small area, probably about 3 square kilometres every day. And that is quite intense, you know, and I do think that the kind of level of resourcing that's required does need to be given to that. Having said that, you know, we've certainly got a very good relationship with the Gardaí. The visibility has definitely improved on where it would have been in November 2023. Obviously, we don't have the kind of numbers we had on the run-up to Christmas. We would welcome additional Garda resources and visibility.
Sorry, Richard, the numbers that you have
as well
in the run-up to Christmas, aren't they the numbers that you should have all the time? We heard last week, for example, Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner, at one of the Garda conferences, said that the size of the Garda Síochána should be 18,000 members. Mm. You know, the government is making a big play of getting up to 15,000, which actually was a number we were at previously. But the population has expanded so much that we need all of these extra Gardaí, don't we? And we need them on the streets of Dublin and indeed other places to make people feel safer.
Yeah, look, you know, certainly in our conversations with government, they were saying, you know, the ambition was to get to 15,000 and not to stop there, and I would certainly agree with that. Now, I know there has been challenges in terms of the recruitment process and getting the kind of numbers and the calibre that we would like to see, but I definitely, you know, we have made our views known that some of the barriers in terms of things like, you know, allowance while people are training, etc., would need to be looked at, and also Garda pensions, that, you know, to make the role a more attractive role for people, because, you know, ultimately we do need more Gardaí. Now, I would agree as well that, you know, we need a multi-agency approach to handling some of the issues that do give rise to, you know, less than people feeling less than safe in Dublin and other cities around the country. And I think that, you know, Garda numbers on their own are not going to solve all problems, but certainly a very welcome element of it would be, you know, that additional presence. But I do think we need to you know, grapple with some of our social challenges as well, and address that in a much more systematic way. I think, you know, there's definitely room for improvement in terms of how we're working with folks who are experiencing various challenges like homelessness and drug addiction, etc. And I think there's definitely scope for improving on how we do that.
But Richard, is there more incidents of young people working together in gangs rather than it's individuals or pairs now in targeting shops and targeting individuals that has made people in Dublin city centre more nervous?
Yeah, look, we've definitely had an increase in difficult juvenile behaviour since the pandemic. You know, that is a reality, and there's a sense of brazenness as well that, you know, and shop assistants are dealing with very challenging behaviour from young folks who are still children, you know, but their behaviour is very challenging. There's a lot of really vile racial abuse of staff, and, you know, quite threatening behaviour, and, you know, that just isn't acceptable. And I think there is a JLO system, and nobody wants to criminalise children, but I think we do need to look at maybe some other measures as well, that, you know, in terms of restricting movement of ringleaders in parts of the city or whatever. And I do think that, you know, there comes a time when we do need to kind of stand back and say that this, you know, there is a cohort of folks who are leading others into criminal behaviour that's ultimately, you know, not beneficial for anybody, including the individuals themselves.
So what are you suggesting there, Richard? Is that curfews, or is it that...
I think we, you know, what did work with adults was the likes of the ASBO system, and I think we could be looking at curfews or restrictions on, you know, where, you know, in some locations where, you know, certain people will not be will not be welcome. And I think we probably, rather than sending people into detention centres, I think, you know, obviously the JLO system is the first port of call, and I think people...
Sorry, what's the JLO system?
That's a juvenile liaison system, so that, you know, where they are assigned support workers and they're in the Garda system, you know, and they are supported. And I think that's obviously the first port of call. And I think that definitely needs to be the, you know, the primary way of addressing...
Okay, well, let me put that to Pat Gates. Pat, would curfews work, or maybe exclusion orders on particular locations during daylight hours?
Well, you know, I think it certainly in terms of the gangs and young people, like we're finding younger and younger people are getting drawn into criminal activities, particularly drug dealing, and like they are being actively recruited into that because it becomes a lucrative sort of pathway for young people. Like we have, you know, we have the sort of highest number of children in care in the state. We have the biggest illicit drug market in the state, you know, but we also have crisis in our public services. Our childcare is in crisis. Our schools are in crisis. Our health services in crisis. Access to mental health and trauma supports. You know, so we have huge domestic and sexual abuse and violence in the area. So, like, there's huge issues there, and there are a lot of them, you know, are preventable with early intervention. So we need to look at how we prevent these, not always looking for, you know, the cure after the fact. We need to look at, you know, the causes and not only the consequences. And I think really, you know, that sort of, you know, for young people, really, curfews, I don't think really works. And it has a negative reaction, really.
Okay.
You know, and a reactive reaction to that. So,
okay, well, I'll put it out to listeners.
Prefer much a more progressive approach to that.
Okay, put it out to listeners at 0874100102. Thank you very much, Pat Gates from the Young People at Risk programme, and Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.